This is WSKG News. I'm Monica Sandreski. Getting insurance coverage for addiction treatment is a huge area of concern for families. In the current opioid epidemic, there's a deep divide between what companies say is medically necessary and the kind of treatment patients and their families want. WSKG's Brett Jaspers looked into the conflict and sent this report.
Susan Link of Binghamton wheels around the Southern Tier Independence Center where she works.
This is one of our conference rooms, by the way.
Susan is definitely feisty. She introduced herself as a partner in crime.
What does that mean?
Ooh, you'll find out.
Susan's an advocate for better treatment options for people with addiction. She talked about her son, Brian, who's addicted to heroin. After a very short stay in an inpatient rehab last year, Susan called Brian's Medicaid provider, trying to figure out why he couldn't get coverage for more days. She couldn't get info about Brian's specific case because of medical privacy laws, so she generalized her question.
So explain to me how the Medicaid works for somebody who needs inpatient care. And she says, first words out of her mouth, but first you have to prove that he or she would have to fail three consecutive times. And I said, well, what do you mean by fail? Well, they have to go in high or using, and they have to catch them and then reject them from the meetings.
If he failed first at meetings, Susan's son could then get approval for another inpatient stay somewhere. But as Susan later found out, what she heard is not allowed. In fact, it's illegal for insurance companies or Medicaid to say you have to fail first at outpatient before getting approval for inpatient care. New York's Substance Abuse Office says anyone who hears that should contact them. The state attorney general also has a hotline for complaints. But this is only one part of a larger dilemma here. Families want more intensive treatment, and insurance companies say it's not always necessary. It's something we all know about from interacting with our own health insurance companies. What is and isn't covered is a decision the companies make.
If they're lucky enough to get inpatient, we're not seeing more than 9 to 14 days. 14 days is a big surprise if somebody manages to get that.
Alexis Pluse is the founder of Truth Farm, which advocates for better treatment options, among other things. She's become more and more active since losing her son to an overdose in 2014.
Treatment providers tell me they beg for treatment, and they say, look, if this person leaves, they're going to use again, and it's still the insurance that ends up making the call and saying, they've had enough treatment.
Insurance companies have to pay for treatment that's medically necessary. But Carmela Pirich says the criteria for what's medically necessary can be too stringent. Pirich runs the Addiction Center of Broome County. It's an outpatient center that also helps people get into inpatient rehab.
And just in general, we're dealing with a mega bureaucracy, and when you've got 10 clients that are one use away from dying, we spend an hour on a phone call to get, one week of treatment approved, or sometimes a couple days approved.
But insurance companies don't exactly have total control over how many days someone gets in a rehab facility. New York State requires insurers use one of two online medical surveys to determine treatment. They call them tools. Rob Kent is with the state's Substance Abuse Office. Kent says the criteria in the tools should determine the length of treatment.
If they're used properly, the person should stay for as long as they really need to stay. Is it 28 days? It might be. It might be 7. It might be 14. It might be 21.
And patients have a right to appeal any denial of coverage. But some parents are clear. A longer stay in a good inpatient facility gave their children their best shot at a lasting recovery.
I think there's a major chasm between what, in particular, parents want, and I'll use the word want and emphasize it, versus what the state standardized tool determines is the need.
Paul Maslach heads up the New York Health Plan Association. It's a trade group of health insurance companies. He says his members follow state rules. So if people are relapsing, it's not necessarily because they're not in a long-term care center. He points to other reasons, like not enough medication-based treatments and poor communication about a patient between doctors. So who's right? What treatment works best? Well, success depends on so many individual factors, like whether a person has another medical condition. Getting into a good program is really important, as is care that continues long after rehab. One researcher said there's some evidence people with more severe problems may benefit more from a longer inpatient stay. That's something treatment provider Carmela Pirich said, too. The short stays aren't enough.
They've still got post-acute withdrawal issues. They've still got pretty intense cravings. So it's unfair to set clients up to not be successful.
And making longer stays more possible is the intent behind a bill now in Albany. It would require insurers to pay for 90 days of inpatient treatment if a doctor prescribes it. Advocates say the 90-day bill would save lives now by giving people a real chance to stabilize. But insurers don't like it. For one, it doesn't specify what kind of doctor can write the prescription. They also say it's a one-size-fits-all approach. Again, Paul Maslach with the New York Health Plan Association.
Has your child tried buprenorphine or Vivitrol or methadone? Have they tried a medication-assisted treatment before they've jumped to the conclusion to say the 90-day inpatient rehab is the solution? I don't know.
The outlook for the 90-day bill isn't good. Not only do insurers oppose it, but it's not among the recommendations of a state Senate task force on opioid addiction. Senator Fred Akshar of Broome County is a co-sponsor of the bill.
At the end of the day, whether we all agree on 90 days or we agree on something different, we have to find some compromise on the insurance piece if we're going to be successful.
And there's a lot of lives at stake in finding a compromise. The CDC reports over 2,000 New Yorkers died from a drug overdose in 2014. That's certainly some kind of failure, no matter how you look at it. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News, Binghamton.